right, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce, and we are exactly 10 minutes past 2 p.m. I wish he was here earlier, but you know what? We're not going to even nag about that. We're happy he is here at all. And it's more than a privilege to welcome scientist and futurist, as far as I'm concerned, Tunde Adebola in the studio. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. And Lagos, you're familiar with him, particularly if you've been following our series on Ifa divination and mathematics. Well, I did tell you earlier on when the show started this afternoon that you get your questions ready, but I think a necessary summary, he owes us that, just so that those who are catching up with the conversation know where to pick up from. And I am of the belief that in science, I am of the belief that in our human culture is embedded science. I think that much of what we call science today has its roots in the culture of people, in the history of humanity. And so in the history of humanity, humans, you know, would have done something like curates a pattern that they call culture, a culture that the Westerners came and then disregarded or maybe called primitive and then introduced to us what we know today as contemporary science. But if we are going to allow ourselves probe history, we would find out that there is no difference between what we actually refer to as culture and science, or history and science, to help us understand something that many people might regard as primitive, and maybe something at its core that is, I would say, is probably highly representative of science, or I'll say contemporary science today, would be Ifa divination. And so whether you're a skeptic, a believer, a culturalist, a practitioner, or you just love radio, the conversation today is Ifa divination and mathematics. Today we're going to try to get into the real core of the gist, which is math in Ifa divination. So first, sir, can you help us understand what Ifa is? Just a quick summary, just for those who are catching up.
Well, let me start by saying I don't even take Ifa as a divinatory system.
Okay.
I take it as a consultation system.
Okay.
It's a program by which people, sages over the years, have accumulated experiences into wisdom. And when people come with problems similar to examples in history, they are able to draw upon history and experiences to help people out of their problems. That, in a nutshell, that is what Ifa is. But the question now is, how do you get to a particular situation? How do you pinpoint a particular segment of this collection? And that's where the mathematics comes in, because the people who developed the system had developed a very intricate indexing and a cataloging system, which makes it possible to be able to get to retrieve lots and lots and lots of stories stored in memory with ease. And that is what intrigues me, being a computer scientist myself, involved in a scholar in artificial intelligence, to find the uncanny similarity between the way they do it and the way we have just discovered, and we claim that we're able to make machines learn. So that is what intrigues me about
Ifa
consultation system.
So is there binary mathematics in Ifa divination?
Well, I think it would be an insult to say there's binary mathematics in Ifa system. There's Ifa system in binary mathematics, because one precedes the other.
Yeah.
So the fact that we have now, the fact that George Boole, who was born sometime in the 1800s, systematized binary arithmetic,
mm-hmm.
and it was named after him.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Boolean algebra.
Okay.
But long, long, long before that, at least there are written records of Orunmila saying the same thing from about 1600. That's at least 200 years before George Boole. But that 1600 is just evidence of written records. There are also unwritten records that go hundreds of years earlier.
Okay, and then another summary which is necessary is that Ifa, as a consultation
system
has 16 books.
Mm-hmm. 16 libraries or 16 corpora.
Okay, so 16 corporas and then 16 chapters?
Well, let me put it correctly. Okay. Ifa is based on 8 dichotomously, eight beats, 8 things that can manifest in dichotomous positions. Yes, no, high,
zero, one,
whatever you have. Okay. And those 8 can manifest in 256 different ways.
So the 8 bits, which is a scientific term, in Ifa would be represented by what?
Okwele.
So the bead has, that's the bead.
The okwele, the string of beads has 8 bits.
Okay. And so in binary mathematics, in computer science, 2 to the power of 8
is 256.
Is 256.
And in Ifa, there are 256 libraries, if you choose a corpora or collections of stories.
Okay, good. So now let's get into the core of mathematics. I think I put it the other way, which is I said that there is science in Ifa, but you say, I said it's mathematics in Ifa, you said there's Ifa in...
Well, let me put it properly. Science is just a way of human beings interrogating their circumstances.
Good.
It is a way of interrogation of the human environment.
And so in science, we'll say that that's science observing.
You start by observing, then you describe, then you prescribe, and by the time you are prescribing, you are beginning to establish principles, and you are then able to predict. And science stops there. But technology goes further to use prediction to control.
Yes. Oh, that's the 21st century, actually, control. Okay, good. And all of this that you have mentioned is present there within the Ifa corpus.
Oh, of course. There's observation, there's description, there's prescription, and there's prediction.
And there's prediction.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So now, I think let's begin with binary mathematics. If you were to help us link that nerve between binary mathematics and Ifa, what would it be?
Well, basically, binary mathematics is a fundamental principle that says that just 2 can represent everything. It is possible to construct as large a number as you would from just 0 and 1.
Is that in any way also representative of the positive and the negative?
In a way.
The 2 poles, what do you call that? Is that dipole? Is that what you call that?
Yes, they can call it, in certain circumstances, dipoles, in certain circumstances, charges and all that. But it's just a matter of dichotomy.
Okay.
When things manifest in one, once things manifest in more than one way, then there's no limit. You can go as far as you want.
You're still a professor today.
Well, I teach, yes, I teach.
What do you teach?
I teach artificial intelligence.
Using
science.
Okay, using science.
Yeah, technology, yes.
Okay, do you also do quantum?
Oh, yes.
Do you use Ifa as well? Do you reference Ifa?
Well, quantum mechanics, quantum physics is a totally different area from my area, but I do have understanding of quantum mechanics.
Can you help us with quantum? Because we know quantum to be like the smallest particle in quantum physics, right?
Well, quantum is a way of understanding reality.
Okay.
Most things in reality manifest in continuum, but quantum says, it's not all the time. It comes in steps. So, for example, you can compare a ramp to a set of steps. Both ways take you to the top. Mm-hmm. One is continuous.
One glides.
Yes, the other one is discrete.
Yeah.
And what the whole summary of quantum mechanics, quantum physics is, when we increase one variable, we expect the other variable to increase continuously. But no, in quantum, you increase it keeps at the same level, and at one point it jumps
okay.
to the next level. That's what quantum is.
Oh, okay, good. Now, the reason I asked that question is so that we can now begin the conversation of mathematics. What is mathematics? I mean, that's a very interesting question, given that everyone who has been to any kind of school would know what math is. But being a scientist now, because we're trying to link the character of science and how that character is also present in Ifa as a corpus.
Mathematics is the science of quantities. It's the ability to reason with quantities, either as numerical quantities or symbolic quantities. When you use a particular symbol to represent a quantity, and we are able to manipulate these symbols in such a way that if the quantities were manipulated in reality, you'll get the same result. Basically, from a layman's point of view, that's what mathematics is. And there are various myriads of departments in mathematics, sections in mathematics. We won't have enough time to discuss that.
Yeah,
but basically, that's what mathematics
okay,
is.
Okay, good. Now, so if we are going to understand Ifa and mathematics, where's the good place to begin?
Well, the good place to begin is, like I said earlier on, that Ifa demonstrates that just from the binary, you can get as large a number as you want.
For clarity, binary, you mean 0 and 1
0 and 1, yes.
Good, go ahead.
Yes. Based on zeros and ones, you can get as large a number as you may need. No matter how large, no matter how big, it is enough to have just 0 and 1 to represent it. And that's where Ifa starts from. And using 0 and 1 is significant because dichotomy is ingrained in human experience, in nature. Tall, short, light, dark, bright, dull, and on and on and
on. Positive, negative, positive, up, down, left, right.
But then you discover that within that short, tall, you have a whole continuum.
You have a spectrum. Right?
You have a spectrum. So that is what Ifa demonstrated in putting the whole of the spectra of human experiences into zeros and ones. And that is also what mathematics demonstrates.
Now that's a whole lot clearer. Okay, we're itching in.
Making progress.
Okay, good. But as we know, given that our only practice of it is just cultural, it just centers more on human experiences. Would that be fair to assume?
Well, it is used predominantly. The tool.
Uh-huh.
The tool itself is universal. It can be used for anything. In case of Ifa, it is used to index life experiences.
Predominantly.
Yeah. Well, that's the main way it is used. Of course, there are many other things, but fundamentally, it is used to index life experiences.
So another way to say it is that Ifa uses mathematics.
Yep. Yes.
Ifa uses mathematics to index human experiences.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I feel like this is a genius moment.
Principles embedded in mathematics.
Yeah.
That Oromila knew even before it was systematized in modern science.
Okay. So for the sake of those who do not understand the deities, and I know that you said that the last time you were here, you said that's not a god.
It's not a god, it's Orisha.
I am lost. So you can help us out. Oromila, Orisha.
Oromila is an Orisha. An Orisha.
Would that be a fallen angel?
No.
Oh, okay.
All these things are culturally...
So we're trying to also understand it in a more modern
sense. It is said that every translation is an approximation. Because the thoughts you are translating originate from a particular cultural milieu.
Yeah.
And the language into which you are translating it originates from another cultural milieu. Mm-hmm. And that's why the average Yoruba person gets into trouble in England when you say, he's my brother. And the person you are talking to assumes you were born by the same mother and father.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh,
it
yeah,
doesn't,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that happens.
Meanwhile, when the Yoruba man even says, But that meaning, it means something. As he moves, he's older.
Oh,
so
it doesn't mean brother.
It doesn't mean sibling.
Oh, I see.
So these are some of the problems we have. So I prefer not to refer to Orunmila as either deity, God, or whatever.
Okay.
He is Orisha. If you want to really understand what Orisha is, then study it. What it is, it's because you studied what deity
is
that you try to do that, and then the word deity comes with baggage. And you now put all that baggage on the Orisha.
And the Orisha is not the deity.
We then get into trouble. That's where the problem comes from.
Oh, this is a whole...
And that's why the average Christian doesn't even want to talk about it. Because you put the baggage of European paganism on it.
Okay. We're going to get into a lot of trouble on this topic, but I like it. Let's see how much trouble we can really get in trying to comprehend Ifa divination and mathematics. But so far, like, that, if that's all you got so far, like, you really have, like, a common sense of the nerve link between Ifa divination or, as he puts it, consultation and mathematics. I'm off on a break in about a few seconds. It means that when we come back, I'll speak to him a little bit more and then open up the telephone lines. 0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190 on Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. His name is Tunde Adebola. We're discussing Ifa divination. Well, we're comprehending. At least I am comprehending Ifa divination and mathematics.
We are engaging.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back. Lagos, Nigeria, we're back. I'm live streaming on Instagram, by the way. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. We're Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. And it's the Lords of Logic. The guest in the studio this afternoon is Tunde Adegbola, scientist, futurist. And I think there's something particularly interesting about his own lens. And it's not commercial. It's not what we've been told. And there's something about what we've been told and the courage with which we can interrogate what we've been told. Here is an attempt today on Nigeria Info and the Lords of Logic discussing or trying to glean from him what it would mean to comprehend Ifa consultation system and mathematics. So first, I would like to get back to him before I open up telephone lines and ask about the way we view contemporary science. I think we've been damned to look at it one way, which automatically suggests that the other way, which can be African, which can be a cultural history of a sort of a clan or a group, is primitive. In fact, science nearly suggests that science is supreme to cultural knowledge. Do I say they suggest it? They probably say it, because nothing else is propagated but science itself. So if that be the case, this is a very interesting question. Is Ifa somewhat primitive? Is it? Yeah. Pardon me, because I think I know the answer to that.
Well, if you say something is primitive, you probably are putting a temporal dimension to it. You say this came before this. And the word has connotation. Mm-hmm. And that connotation is that whatever comes before is inferior to what came after. Totally wrong. Because in many situations, what came before may not be as powerful as what came after. But without fail, whatever comes after builds upon what came before.
Without fail.
So we have to admit that. We have to understand that what came after, what comes after, will always build upon what came before. And that, I must admit, is a very, very important and powerful dimension of science. Because science, ab initio, assumes we can be wrong.
Okay.
And then, whenever we are wrong, we can make a move and go on. But then, some scientists believe that whatever comes before is always wrong, even when what comes before is just a limited understanding or a limited explanation of what there is, to the extent that when we now see new experiences that are not easily explained by what came before, we then condemn what came before. But if what we do is open our mind, take that came before, that that which we think is primitive, we look at it closely, then we start finding very, very important tracks that will lead us into what we really want. Because these experiences, this knowledge is based on experience, and the environment doesn't deceive. The natural environment speaks to us, and we may not understand what it is saying, but if we are sufficiently careful and we remove our anthropocentric, human-based biases,
human-based
superiority,
assumptions
of idiosyncrasies, assumptions of superiority to everything else in the universe, then we will be able to see. But once we maintain this as superiority, then we think that what people, those who came before us, are inferior to those who came after us. One thing that may tend to limit the IFA system, the way people see it today, is because it is 100% oral.
Yes.
Everything is stored in human memory until maybe in the last 50, well, maybe 100, 200 years, when people started recording a few in writing. So the fact that it is recorded in human memory, people also think, oh, that's inferior to writing. But excuse me, like I said the last time we were here, we are now in the age of multimedia. We are in the age of multimodality. We are in the age of speech technologies, in which the computer has a better capacity to translate what you are saying into writing. So we should not look at orature, that's the orality, the method, the knowledge management method of memorization and recitation as inferior to writing, because in writing you cannot communicate moods. No matter how much punctuations you use, I can write a statement and you will assume I was saying an unhappy thing, whereas I was saying it with glee. And I say, he said, please, can I have that pen? I said, take it.
And I guess that's the limitation with English, because even when you read English, they have to put a comma and then say he says gleefully.
It's not a limitation of English, it's limitation of the written language. Whenever you write language, comes across that way. So we have to be modest as
to stay stupid.
Yeah, we have to be modest. We have to agree that we are not necessarily cleverer than the other and those that came before us.
Just to add to this, I think you have given us like something particularly profound. And just to add to that is that every phase in human history, every available knowledge was sufficient for the history. The knowledge was not inferior. The knowledge was not inefficient. It was sufficient for the times. So as the times go, as we move ahead in times,
we get more insights.
Exactly. And then, as you said, you look at the old, you study it closely, and then you find the links that take you to the stretching out, because I don't even think nothing is new under the sun, right?
No.
So we don't even develop anything new. We're only just able to take the old and then you stretch it out.
Discovering.
Yeah, you discover it, and then you stretch it out. So thank you. That's such a necessary, that's a food for thought, to be honest.
I mean, who knew that Orunmila was so clear about the limitations of systems that include probability, to the extent that the modern statistical concepts of type 1 error, type 2 error, is already embedded in IFA from that far. The modern concepts of true positives and true negatives that we have to build into machine learning is already in IFA. In the statement, every IFA priest, every IFA consultor that throws his okwele, before he does, says, Mafi vipere o, mafi rekwe biola, I'll translate, ma mumulum omulum o, mafolululufong. Transliterating, don't pass right for wrong. Don't pass wrong for right. Don't speak ambiguously. Please be clear. But what it really means is, I know that you can manifest a true positive. I know you can manifest a true negative. Mm-hmm. You can manifest a false positive, a false negative. And if it happens, I will deal with it. I will use what the system offers me to correct the errors. And that is, it's an underlying assumption of the knowledge system. And the man who spent at least 10 years studying that system must have been schooled to say, look, don't pass this thing as a kind of gospel truth. There are stochastic manifestations that operate probabilistically. So be aware and always apply some level of control to make sure that the direction you are going is correct.
Mathematics is spiritual. So I know I've never heard a human say this before, but just discussing...
Pythagoras lived his whole life.
Exactly.
Saying mathematics is spiritual.
Mathematics, we can establish that
Pythagoras,
at this point.
You know, there's this Pythagoras theorem, which is so fundamental to artificial intelligence. The movement, the Pythagorean movement, were in two. The acousmaticoi and the mathematicoi, arithmeticoi. One group were basically spiritualists, and one group were scientists. And the two of them lived together and worked together and gave important mathematical principles, important scientific principles. It was Pythagoras who, as far back as that time, had said that, look, the movement of these heavenly bodies, we can translate them into music. Now it's what people are doing now.
Exactly.
So let's not look down on what came before us.
Oh, I'm so glad you made it to radio today. Like, I'm so glad you made it to radio today. All the elements that have featured on the conversation today is, I love the symphony in my imagination. It's
so you're thinking of the movement of the heavenly bodies also.
Well done. it has a symphony. Lagos, Nigeria, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Before I get to the telephone lines, I want to ask you a question, sir. Sir, as a scientist, I hear that you're still teaching today. Which contemporary mathematical science today, conventional science today, still holds... No, why will I say still holds? Which conventional science today, mathematically, still represents or might be evident of Ifa? Which ones?
I'll say operations research.
Okay.
Operations research is the area of mathematics where you go in to look at situations based on probabilistic evidences.
Yeah.
And you build up a system that gives you a result which, though is probabilistic, is like the optimal that you can get for the situation. Maybe I should explain a little further.
Please do.
That the fundamental principle in the mathematics of probability, to put it in a layman's sense, is that if you follow this principle, you'll be right more times than you'll be wrong.
Oh.
That's all probability promises us.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we don't have what it takes to say this is the right one. But I can promise you, if you go according to these principles, you'll be right more times than you'll be wrong. And if the probabilities are such, you may be right 99.99% of the time and be wrong just 0.001% of the time. And that's good enough. Because if, for example, I put marks on a wall and I stand by it and 10 people come and look at those marks and from those marks try to determine my height, I can promise you, not the 10 of them will see exactly the same thing. But none of them will say I am 1 inch tall, and none will say I'm tall as a cobridge.
Yeah.
So these are things that are ingrained in our everyday life and our everyday experiences, and that those before us have noticed, mm-hmm. and they have systematized and have used to organize their lives. So if anybody who any expert in operations research that can open his mind will see uncanny similarity in the way Ifa works.
All right. Telephone line 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, because if you leave me, I'll just pretty much take up all the time on the clock. Let's go. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Judge.
Speak up for me, okay? Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, my name is Destiny.
Welcome, Destiny.
From my papa.
Fantastic, good to have you.
Yeah, thank God I get through to you today.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't agree with what your guest is saying about IFA
okay.
and Operations Research.
Okay, why?
Yeah, I give little about Operational Research. Most people who use it are all this construction. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
When that is the calculation they use when they want to embark in any project.
Yeah.
See, I want to give you one example of IFA.
Real quick.
IFA is never a probability. How? Let me tell you a story. Those who are IFA priests, who are really one, not the fake ones that we have today. If there was a message I sent to you, IFA priests and witchcraft, they are the same thing.
Okay.
How does it happen? Let me tell you. I have so much evidence. Let me tell you.
All right, I'm quick.
If the other guy told you about the gods are not to blame.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Go ahead.
If you read that book, when that boy was, when the child was born, and they went to Ifa, which Yoruba normally do, they went to Ifa, and Ifa told them that this child is going to kill his father and marry his mother. Then they give it to Bonka to go and throw it into the forest so that the baby can die, and he give it to a hunter. Then the hunter now took this child home, trained the child. Let me cut it short. At a point, there was a day the hunter came back. The child prostrates to greet the father as the culture is. And he said, a butterfly who seeks himself to be a bird.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy went to Ifa to go and find out what is this. And you know what Ifa told the guy? He told him that, look, if that you are going to kill your father and marry your mother. Mm-hmm. And this guy said, okay, what do I do? Do I run? If I said no,
that's
a
myth like that.
Be worse.
Yeah.
And he said, okay. Then he took decision on his own and he left. When he left to another town, from there, he had problem with, they have land problem. The person that he was having the problem with was his father. He killed his father and eventually he married his mother. Now, that is a book that was written. But let me tell you another story.
Okay, so you have to ask a question. So I know that you have disagreed. We have to let other people speak, if you don't mind, huh?
Okay. You say you want to ask a question?
No. I want you to just ask your question so we can let other people speak, okay?
Okay. The question I want to ask the man is that, how come that Ifa priest or mm-hmm. Ifa, whatever...
Consultant, huh?
Can see what's wrong or what has been done to you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? How come if it is probability? Because those who have the idea who such a thing has happened to, because I know that when you go to Ifa, they always tell you the things that has happened to you, but because it's like they are part of the media, they know what exactly happened to you, but they will not call the name of the person. At times they give you the scripture. So my question now is that how come Ifa will be able to tell you
the past
what has happened to you years before that very day?
But they can't tell you the
mathematical.
Okay, all right, okay, good. That's the question, if it's mathematical. But they can't tell you if it's, do they tell you the future? Are you also going to speak on that? Do they tell you about the future? Okay, don't worry. Thank you. Hello, Nigeria Info. Real quick, tell us your name and ask your question.
Hi, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Tunde. I'm calling from Ikeda.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I really enjoyed listening to what your guest said, and I'm really wowed and fascinated by everything you said. My question is this, real quick. Like, in a Japanese context, Japan, as we all know, is one of the fastest...
Yo, dude, turn up the volume of your radio set. I'm dealing with too much already, yeah?
My apologies. Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, my question is this. Like, Japan is, like, one of the fastest most developed countries in the world with their technologies and everything. Now, my understanding is that they draw their inspiration from science from Europe and ancient Greece and built upon it in their own context, using their own spiritualities, cultures. Can we do the same in Nigerian context, like drawing from as far for, as inspiration, and then dealing with the Nigerian challenges, our own, and building upon our own sciences, building Nigeria, building the community, in an African way, in the Nigerian context. And mind you, we're talking only of Ifa, but there are many other areas we have not explored, like the Benin Empire, like...
Yeah. I mean, the world is big. We'll go one step at a time.
Nigerian level. Yeah. I feel that if we can do that, not just in science, but in mathematics, in agriculture, mm-hmm. in philosophy, if we draw upon that, Nigeria will become a great nation. But when I was listening to my imagination was just running wild. Like, oh my God, what the hell? Like, where have you been all my life?
Well, if he's here today.
Yeah. Yeah, my second question is, I'm sorry.
Real quick, 30 seconds.
Do you guys, by chance, still do like the TED Radio Hour? Like,
TED is going to come, God willing, TED Radio Hour is going to come back to Nigeria Info. We're working on it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, great then. Great. Thank you very much for calling, sir. I'm glad you wrote down the questions, huh? Okay, so would you like to give a response to that?
Yes, to the first caller.
Yeah.
The first thing I will say is I am very, very comfortable with the disagreements.
Oh,
I don't have a problem with it. The first thing he said is he disagrees with me.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with it. Let's continue to engage.
Sure.
I am not... suggesting that my knowledge is superior to yours.
Yeah,
and
but
I'm not suggesting that my knowledge is inferior to yours. You come from a different point of view.
Yeah.
I come from a different... One thing I can say, though, is that I studied Ifa formally.
Okay.
I did not get my information about Ifa from Nollywood. I did not get my information about Ifa from Olarutimi. And the gods are not to blame,
mm-hmm.
which is a universal phenomenon, which also the exact story of the gods are not to blame is in the Greeks, Oedipus Rex.
Exactly.
The Oedipus complex, or a father complex, which European psychologists built into present psychology of complexes.
Sir, please hold on a second. Listener, if you're listening, please, he's referring to Oedipus, okay? Oedipus. You can read about it, just so that you can follow his thoughts. Sir, please continue.
Thank you for providing the context. Google it. So, the European scientists did not say that the story in Oedipus complex... the story of Oedipus has nothing to do with science.
And Oedipus complex is Greek mythology. So that's,
yes,
go ahead.
They built upon this so-called mythology into the science, into the psychology of complexes. The problem with us, and a lot of what my friend said, comes from the assumption that our past can only be explained by mysticism. It is not possible. Any people that live in a world of cause and effects will, as a matter of course, associate causes with effects. And if you do that consistently over time, you are beginning to establish principles, which is the basis of science. So to think that science is so diametrically opposed to whatever happened in the past, that the present cannot learn from the past, is error. And I think his premise is that the present cannot learn from the past. I disagree also on that, mm-hmm. but I'm comfortable with his disagreement on with
no,
me.
No, but you see, the beautiful thing about dialection is that the superior arguments is... only allowed. Only a superior argument is allowed. So the disagreement is not even an issue. Is if you can give us a superior argument, then we'll take the superior argument every day over the...
Yeah, but sometimes we don't know the superior argument yet. So let's let's continue until we have basis of determining.
Okay, sir.
And I would like to advise him to calm down. He was really...
passionate.
He was disturbed. He felt that somebody is troubling his waters. This thing is too sacred for you to be discussing on radio like that.
Oh no. So I think I understand that, but some of my callers are just naturally, their disposition naturally. Even when they talk about Nigeria, when they talk about politics, they're that way. It's not a
I understand. But then also do we really understand what mathematics is?
Okay, you, sir, you have to hold that thought. Okay. I want to go off on a break. Okay. When we come back, we'll speak on that.
Okay.
And maybe that's the problem. Do we really know what mathematics is? But we've established now that it's spiritual. Now, what that means in English is now up to you. We'll be right back. Lagos, we're back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. My name is Joyce Arges, scientist, futurist, Tunde Adebola. What is causing Ifa divination in mathematics? My phone lines are ringing. He has one question to answer. I have 3 hours in the studio left, and I don't know how I feel about this. It means we would have to string him back again into the studio. Sir, you have a question to answer.
Yeah, the question I was asking is, do we really understand mathematics? I have been teaching engineering in the last 40 years.
Yeah.
And my conclusion is that to the average Nigerian, mathematics is a subject invented to trouble young boys and girls.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that.
Meanwhile,
yeah,
mathematics is a science that is used to interrogate phenomena from a numerical point of view. And it works to a very, very large extent.
Yeah.
And so when he says that you cannot relate Ifa to mathematics, what do you mean?
Well, that's inaccurate.
Yeah. Now so let's leave that.
Okay.
Now, my second caller was talking about how the Japanese have used their own cultural experiences to improve. I agree with that. What I would like to make clear, though, is that the basic ingredient that the Japanese, the Chinese, the various peoples around the world, what they have used is to use their past to convince themselves that they are not inferior to any other persons. Once you are able to convince yourself that you are not inferior to any other person, when you encounter an engineering feat, when you encounter a technology feat, you don't go, Oyinbo.
Yes.
You bring out your critical intellect and you say, how did they do this?
Yeah.
That is what we don't do.
Yeah, that's what we don't do. And that's why we don't even export our culture.
And by the way, talked about Benin and all that. Yes, it's true, there are other systems, but let me assure you that Ifa is not limited to Yoruba. Ifa goes as far as Igbo, goes as Igala, goes as Fon Igbo.